Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry, your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Truly, I thank God for the Lord is so good. He come to break every chain in our life. Truly, I thank God that He breaking every yoke, every burden, every sickness, every tiredness off your body right now. And I truly thank God for Jesus. Lift up your hand before the Almighty God. Give God the praise and glory. He deserved the glory. He deserved the praise. And without the Lord, we wouldn't be here today. So let's give God the glory. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. For He is so good that His mercy endures forever. Thank God, for being alive today. You should be thanking God that the Lord woke you up this morning. Praise God with a praise in your mouth. With the right frame of mind. Hallelujah. Giving God the glory. He is deserved the glory. Jesus Christ deserved the glory. The Holy Spirit deserved the glory. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. For He is so good that His mercy endures forever. What a blessing. What a blessing it is to be alive today. Oh, I give God the glory. I give God the glory. And some of you might say, this is so happy on the radio. Praise God. I thank God. I'm happy because I'm alive. Praise God. Some people didn't make it, but I can say, thank you, Jesus. Some of you are on your way to the house of God. Some of you are meeting your prayer group. Praise God. You're ready to go into an intercessor prayer. Thank God for the men and women of God preparing themselves for tomorrow of the Passover or Easter. Praise God. But I truly thank God for Jesus. For what He is doing today on this beautiful Saturday. And I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And I truly thank God for what He is to us in this hour. Thank God for Jesus Christ. And most of all, I truly thank God for Jesus. So yes, welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Thank God for our sweet, smelling Savior. Thank God for when Jesus rose, praise God, from the dead. Hallelujah. Declare that all power belongs to Him in heaven and in earth. Yes, that same Jesus today declared the victory over the hands of Satan. And that's one thing about it. Once you declare and renounce the enemy, hallelujah, that you're not his slave anymore. You're not his servant anymore. You can say, Satan, I don't serve you anymore. I serve Jesus. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He's my Redeemer. I praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't do the things I used to do no more. Since I was born again, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm not a drunkard no more. I'm not a prostitute no more. I'm not an alcoholic no more. I'm not a junkie no more. I have gave my name. I have gave my life to Jesus. I declare the name of Jesus in my life. So I am God's servant. Hallelujah. Willing to do whatever God said. And that's it. When you give your life to the Lord. And that's why it reads here. Now I declare, O Lord, that you and you alone are my God. And beside you, there is no other, a just God and a Savior, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And I worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I submit myself afresh to you, Lord. Today, unreserved, obedience. Having submitted myself to you, God, I do as your word direct me. I resist the devil and his presence and his pleasure and his attack and his deception, and every instrument or agent he will seek to use against me. I do not submit. I resist him, drive him from me, and exclude him from me in the name of Jesus. And one thing I love this scripture, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that arise against me in judgment, I do condemn. This is my heritage as a servant of the Lord, and my righteousness is from you, O Lord of hosts. And that's it. When you give your life to Jesus, hallelujah, you declare the name of Jesus. You declare it. Praise God. Now, today, hallelujah, I'm going into the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter of the first Passover that God told Moses to tell his children, the Israelites. Praise God. They were already ready to departure out of the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh, the hard taskmaster, praise God, did not want to let God's people go. But God had to do his final work on Pharaoh to let Pharaoh know that I am God. And thank God, God had to prove himself to Pharaoh that he is God, the true and living God. Do sometimes you ever have your back against the wall, and sometimes you have to let the enemy know that I'm serving a true and living God? Then you had to turn it over to God. And a lot of times people say, God, if you say you are God, prove yourself. And a lot of times, praise God, most of the time God had to prove himself to his children that he is the living God. We can't see him, but we know he exists because he's real. He's real in us, praise God. He lives within us as we are in him. And one thing about it, Jesus demonstrates the power of God. Jesus demonstrates the love of God in a great and mighty way. Hallelujah. He demonstrates himself. Praise God, how God is so real to us. And then I'm going to read, praise God. And first it says, now the Lord gave the following instruction to Moses and Aaron while they were still in the land of Egypt. From now on, this month will be the first month of the year for you. Praise God. And God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to get a lamb or a goat with no spots, no wrinkle. Praise God. And I thank God. And then the fifth verse says, the animal must be 1 year old male, either a sheep or a goat, with no physical defect. See, God was a detailed God, and everything had to be just right for God. That's one thing I love about God. God is detailed, and nothing cannot be contaminated. It had to be perfect in his eyesight. Take a special. And then it says here in the sixth verse, take special care of these lambs until the evening of the 14th day of this first month. Then each family in the community must slaughter its lamb. They were to take some of the lamb's blood and smear it on the top and side of the door frame of the house where the lamb will be eaten. See, God gave them a detail. But what happened? God going to release the death angel to come. And the death angel will have to visit the house. And when they see the blood, the angel will not touch that house. But if he don't see the blood, that's when he strike. Praise God. And God gave Moses instruction and told Pharaoh that the firstborn is going to be destroyed. Praise God. So God gave Moses instruction, praise God, and how to tell the children Israelites how to handle that lamb. And thank God for Jesus. And I thank God. See, when God gives us instruction, we need to follow it and obey how God gives it to us. We can't be wavering-minded, but we need to do exactly what God says to us, that God will spare our life and keep us from being destroyed. So I thank God for Jesus Christ for that. And then it says here, that evening everyone must eat roast lamb with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. The meat must never be eaten raw or boiled. Roast it all, including the head, the legs, and everything else in that lamb. Do not leave any of it until the next day. Whatever is not eaten that night must be burned before morning. See, God's a detailed God. God told the children of Israelite how to handle that lamb. And they have to eat it. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus. Then the Lord said, wear your traveling clothes as you eat this meal, as though prepared for a long journey. Wear your sandals and carry your walking stick in your hand. Eat the food quickly, for this is the Lord's Passover. On that night, I will pass through the land of Egypt and kill all the firstborn. You hear what God said? Then he'll kill all the firstborn. Thank you, Jesus. And sons and firstborn male animals in the land of Egypt. I will execute judgment against all the gods of Egypt, for I am the Lord. The blood you have smeared on your doorpost will serve as a sign. When I see the blood, that's what God said, when I see the blood you have smeared on the doorpost as a sign, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. This plague of death will not touch you when I strike the land of Egypt. See, that's why God said we have to use the blood of lamb. Now today, in the time we are living in a dangerous world, we need to have the Lamb God, and that's his son Jesus Christ. We need to plead the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior on our body, that the death angel cannot touch us. We need to smear the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on our tabernacle. That's our body, our soul, and spirit, that the death angel cannot touch us. So we need to be ready when the Lord is coming. When Jesus tells us what to do, we need to take the lamb. And Jesus is the Lamb of God. We need to take the Lamb of God and smear it, praise God, on our body and our soul. We need to take the lamb blood body of our Lord and Savior and smear it on ourselves. Praise God. We need to anoint ourselves with the holy body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, we don't need to take things for granted. As God told the children Israelite, God is telling us today, put the body and blood of Jesus upon your life right now, that you'll be spared by the hand of the enemy, or spared by the death angel. We need to apply Jesus on us at all times. As Paul said, put on the whole armor of God, that we be able to stand against the darts, the arrows, the spears of Satan. So let's put on Jesus. Let's put on Christ. Let's put on the righteousness of the garment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And may the mercy of God be upon you all. And happy Passover. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.